Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Monday, everybody. Great to have you with us, Steve Jones Show. We start out a brand new week brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to PurdyInsurance.com. They've been with us since day one. Proud to have them on board. And believe me, if you go with Purdy Insurance, you'll be well taken care of. I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilshers General Store hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to www.hilshersstore.com. And also, don't forget, they're located on routes 11 and 15, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. And for those of you who love gardens and plants, they're starting to arrive at Hilshers General Store. NBA All-Star Game was yesterday. Penn State, of course, played basketball yesterday against Michigan, and interesting, Michigan is a contender for the national championship, and now I'm starting to get a real read on teams in the NCAA tournament based on ones I've seen in person, and I'm going to talk about that in terms of what I think about the Big Ten teams and where they could possibly line up in the NCAA tournament. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. So plenty to talk. Countdown is on, and we're going to have several interesting guests on this week as well, which we'll outline for you as well. But first of all, here's Above the Noise with Dan Patrick.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to SunburyMotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout and make your deal today, because these cars could be at an auction tomorrow, like Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, four-wheel drive Sahara under 6,000 miles, and a 2012 Hyundai Veloster, three-door coupe with black interior and under 7,000 miles, both at a lowest price promise, so low you have to call for the price. 888-536-8017. Ford F-150 regular cab, $17,995. A 2012 Hyundai Elantra four-door sedan GLS, just $59.43. A 2010 Nissan Cube, $12,977. And a beautiful 2003 Ford Mustang Premium Mach 1, just $16,997. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at SunburyMotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show. Steve joining us from the Sunbury Motors studio in just a moment. Sponsored today by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Find information about how they can get you all covered completely, whether it's auto, home, car, whatever you look. Auto, home, car, that made a lot of sense. Whether it's home, auto, or personal, they can help you out. Just visit purdyinsurance.com for all the details. Hilshers General Store hotline will be open at 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Bucknell Bison on the road. Not quite sure if we're going to be able to catch up with Coach Paulson again today for our normal Monday talk, because he is in the Lehigh Valley, and the Bison hoping to get one back from Lehigh and the Mountain Hawks at Stabler Arena tonight. Pregame is on at 6:30. Tip off at 7 with Doug Birdsong and Terry Conrad on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107, also available at eagle107.com. Big news from the weekend, Danica Patrick winning the pole for the Daytona 500. Well, you knew darn well I was going to be talking about that somewhere along the line. A big moment, not only for NASCAR, but for Danica as well, because there was a lot of talk that, you know, she was getting an awful lot of publicity along the way just because of being a female driver in NASCAR. Listen, I'll tell you something. Being an IndyCar fan, she can drive. There is no question about it. I love her comment. She said, I was raised to be the fastest driver, not to be the fastest woman. And that's the way she's taken everything that she's done. And, you know, a lot of people were given a little bit of flack because the Japan race that she won was not a full IndyCar field, because that was the year that the IndyCar IRL and kart were merging, so you didn't have a full field. Some of the regulars from the kart series were at Long Beach. I believe it was Long Beach that they had already scheduled and they couldn't change, and it was the same time that the IRL was in Japan for that race. But you know what? I don't care. I mean, she ran a nice race all the way through that race in Japan. And you look at the times that she's been in the Indy 500. I mean, there have been some really
I knew it. I just won myself $20.
Yeah, listen, nobody with any kind of a brain would have ever taken that bet.
I won myself $20.
I mean, she's been driving very, very well in the front of the Indianapolis 500, been finishing in the top five. It was a matter of time before she got the feel of the big cars in NASCAR.
Okay, what percentage is car, what percentage is driver to qualify?
50-50. If you don't have a good car...
She says 90-10.
90-10 what? 90-10 driver or 90-10 car?
Car.
All right, I'll agree with that. I was going to say 90-10 driver I wouldn't agree with at all. Because... especially in NASCAR, the setup is really, really difficult. Because those cars are meant to be similar.
Oh, boy.
I mean, those cars are meant to be similar, and, you know, you're trying to get something off of that. Whereas IndyCar is a little bit different animal. I mean, those cars are much, much different. You're going to see a big, big number from the pole sitter to the person that's in last in a lot of those IndyCar races, where I don't think you see it as much in NASCAR.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, what? You thought I wasn't going to talk about that?
Oh, I knew you're going to lead off with the darn thing. I mean, that's what I thought. Oh, yeah, he'll lead off with this. We know where he's going to. I mean, as soon as I turn it on, I won $20.
I'll have my Danica hat and shirt on Friday.
Why?
I bought it last year, even before she was officially in Sprint Cup.
Oh, come on.
Listen, I've been a fan of that young lady for a long time, because she's younger than me, so I can say that. But I've been a fan of her for a long, long, when she first came into the race, or when she first came into IndyCar with the Letterman Ray Hall crew. Mm-hmm. Now, has she been controversial at times? Maybe a little hot-headed at times? Sure. Name a driver that really hasn't been. Especially in NASCAR.
Look, and I'm how happy
many,
she...
Listen, do you know how many people are going to watch the 500 now that wouldn't have watched it normally? This is the best thing that could happen to NASCAR at a time where they really need it.
And the pole sitter's record at Daytona is what?
I'm sure you looked that up just for me today.
No, I don't know what it is. I know it's not very good.
No, it's not. It's not. I would guess maybe 20%. And that might even be a little bit high. But I'll look that up, find out. Now, I agree with you that winning the pole does not mean you're going to win the Daytona 500. However...
Well, it's significant that she won the poll. There's no getting around it. It's significant she won the poll. But at some point, you got to win a race.
Well, but here's the big thing for her now. The biggest problem she's had all year last year when she ran Sprint Cup races is she's been in the middle of the pack and been involved in an accident. Many of which, she had nothing to do with, and she was just caught up in the mess. Well, guess what? That's not going to be a problem on Sunday. It's not going to be a problem on Thursday either. Matter of fact, I would almost be half tempted to drive maybe 20 laps on Thursday and park the car. Because she's been the fastest car all week. They obviously have a great setup. They want to find out if it fits in race trim. And once they find that, I wouldn't take another chance. I'd just park the car. Doesn't matter. You're already qualified. Everybody else has to fight for a qualifying spot then. Well, besides Jeff Gordon, but this thing on? Did I lose you?
You lost me when you started.
I lost you at hello.
You lost me when you started.
I mean, it was a great weekend for me. There was curling on NBC Sports most of the day Saturday. And then on Sunday, Saturday night, I was watching the little Sprint Unlimited, which, by the way, was not what I'd hoped. And then Sunday, Danica qualifies. It was a great sports weekend for me.
That's great. I'm so happy for you. He sends me a text. What was your text while you were watching curling, I guess?
Oh, it was Saturday morning. I'm like, oh, you can tell the Winter Games are about a year away. The curling national championships are on.
All right. He asked if I was watching it. I was actually walking in the golf course at the time.
You were what?
I wanted to get some exercise, so I went out walked.
Okay.
I walked the golf course. You know, I wanted to get some exercise.
I'm thinking, wait a minute. I know where you were this weekend, and I'm really not thinking it's golf season up there.
You know, it was 20 degrees out when I did it, and it was windy and the whole thing. But I wanted to get 2 miles in, a nice 2 mile walk, so I did. I got your text, and I looked at one. Yeah, right.
Well, I didn't figure I'd get a comment back, so.
I did. I commented did. Back.
You did.
I said, no. I missed it. You said, you're lost. I said, no, I'm comfortable with my decision.
I'm comfortable with my decision. I'm comfortable with my decision. That was good. I have to. But no, it was a great. I mean, I got to watch a little curling, got to watch some NASCAR. I mean, you throw some baseball in and it would have been a perfect weekend.
Yeah. Well, college basketball needs to change here at some point. They need to change up what's going on. The block charge thing is starting to get a little bit out of hand. I saw two this weekend that were absolutely absurd calls. They were absurd. One involved Penn State. One involved Duke. Okay? So let's get to the first one. Maryland's playing Duke. Mason Plumlee comes over, throws his body in front, and it's called a charge. Wipes out a basket for Maryland. The call is horrendous. It's horrendous. I mean, if it's soccer, the dude gets a yellow card. What are you doing? But he got away with it. Same thing happened in the Penn State game. DJ Newbill goes to the bucket. Mitch McGarry goes, he's not even close to being on spot. Okay, there was another call yesterday where Newbill drove and then Newbill used the off arm, and Patrick Chambers got all up in arms about this call. And Patrick wasn't right about that because I was on the side of the court where I could see it. The official made a great call on that play. But the block charge thing, it's killing the game. And you can't stop it the way they stopped it in the NBA. The NBA just started fining guys. Okay? They just started fining guys. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave.
Are you there,
hello?
Dave? There you are.
Yeah. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, Dave. It's nice to hear from you.
And how's Kevin?
I'm great. I had a great weekend. I'm good.
Well, Kevin, I got a little. My vote for we're going to change that Kevin's rant to another rant. But I had two things to. When you talk to Cousin DeMar,
uh-huh.
I tell him that Greg Secunda played basketball at Penn State. Remember you said about wrestling?
Right, right.
No, and the chances are that's probably his son.
Okay.
And the Kanasky boy.
Right.
His dad, he coached at Penn State at one time.
Yeah, he's the assistant coach. He's the assistant coach of Virginia Tech right now.
Okay, but I called for two other things. First of all, I got home from church and the basketball game was at halftime, Steve. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to him and came down. My brother was watching it, and the local paper had basically that saying that Michigan pulled away. Well, that's not what I heard and was seeing. A shot here and there would have kept that right where it was at tied.
They didn't pull away because if you pull away, you win by 20. You don't pull away and win by 9.
Or by 8.
You don't pull away and win by 8. Nobody pulls away and wins by 8.
and the line was 27 points going in.
Yeah, we were well aware of it.
You know, but what I called about something else was, when am I going to hear story time with Steve? But I got another one.
Steve ran out of stories.
No, I'm getting right to you now. Kevin, I'm getting right to you right now.
All right.
When I heard that, when you went on about Danica Patrick, and I went, wee! I thought, rant time with Maxwell.
No wee this time. I've just been a big fan.
Oh, no, you wear her shirt.
And by the way,
can't
Kevin.
Pride.
Yeah, but I haven't spent that much money, enough money to make it a wee thing yet.
Don't you have any pride?
And by the way, Kevin.
Yes.
The power plants for Haas Racing, both Tony Stewart and the other people.
Right.
Come out of Hendrick's shop.
Yes.
Okay. So, and the guy sitting alongside of her, he's been there and cashed in the ticket, if you know what I mean, several times.
He's been quite successful, that's right.
No, I was going to call. They started changing that from Kevin's rant to Maxwell's rant.
Absolutely. There's nothing like it on the face of the earth to get that moment where Kevin's like with the Steelers or is with Dana Patrick.
Now I'll let you go. So hang up and listen.
We're on the pole.
I did not say that.
We did it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, I won $20 already today. I'm feeling good.
I'm telling you, whoever took that bet should pay you double, because that was a bet that nobody should have made with you. You knew darn well that was going to... I did not say weed anything there. Nothing. I did not refer to even the team.
Everything you and your girl. She wins the poll. I mean, you're over here doing cartwheels. I mean, I think that's great she won the poll. I think it's significant she won the poll. I think it's historic that she won the poll. What does it have to do with winning the race? She needs to win races. Okay, she can't keep finishing between 10 and 20. I mean, it means that she's one of the best in the world at her sport, finishing 10 to 20. But I mean, every time I turn around, she's running 12th.
It's only been a year.
I'm talking about every circuit she's been on.
No. See, I disagree with you. You've got several laps of the 500, finished fifth in the 500.
Laps? Lloyd Ruby led laps.
Listen, leading a lap at the Indianapolis 500 is not easy to do. There's only one person that's led more laps and hasn't won, and he was her car owner at one point.
With 31 cars pit, you can take the lead.
Oh, no, that doesn't count. This wasn't on the race. This wasn't on the track lead.
No. The last time she led the 500 was because of pit stops. Okay? All right? I mean, you're not talking to a novice here. All right?
I would debate that for a moment.
Okay? check it out. She led, and then she had to go in the pits. And when she went in, then she lost the lead.
Well, yes, but that she didn't get the lead because everybody else on the track pitted. She was in position to get the lead anyway.
She got the lead because seven cars in front of her hit the pits.
And she also made a pass to get into that position anyway.
Oh, blah, blah,
it's not
blah,
like it was
blah,
just,
blah.
You know, it's like, oh, hey,
Are you going to wear your T-shirt during the race?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I will. And I might even dig my hat out.
You have a hat?
I have a Danica hat.
Really?
I do.
Look, she's the single most intriguing driver out there. All
yes.
right, without question. She will bring interest to the sport of the casual fan, but she has to win. Okay, it's the same thing with Dale Earnhardt Jr. I mean, him winning last year was huge because guess what? He's been a middle-of-the-pack guy for years. He's a very popular driver, but he is not, you know, either hasn't been the best. You know, the drivers are all really, really good. It's just a lot of it depends on the machinery and equipment you have. There's no doubt about that. I mean, because, you know. But she has to win at some point.
Well, I agree with her 90% crew, 10% driver. That's a great comment from her.
She has to win to justify your hat and your shirt.
But, you know, how many. Listen, here's my point. When you make the switch from open wheel to NASCAR, let's be honest, there has been one, maybe two, successful attempts at that. Tony Stewart is one. I mean, he's probably...
For goodness sakes, A.J. Foyt went in and won the 500.
No.
Mario Andretti walked in and won the 500.
Yeah,
let's not make it too complicated.
That's not apples to apples now.
Excuse me, but guess what, okay? The worst thing I see in sports today is a lack of historical perspective. Everybody thinks that now is just so now and so odd. Well, now is great, but guess what? Other eras, other things happened. Okay? Mario Andretti, boom, walked in, did it. Mario Andretti, they'll tell you the toughest thing to do is to go to Formula One.
No, I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Okay? Here, you're still going around a circle.
Now, here's what I don't know. Did Mario do it? Was he driving a full season, or was he just driving
went in and drove the Daytona 500, smoked everybody, left. A.J. Foyt, same thing. Came in, boom, gone.
Now, I was not referring to a one-and-done. I was referring to drivers that have made the switch.
Yes, that's a little more embarrassing.
No, it isn't.
Dude doesn't drive all year, comes in, wins, leaves.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I have a difficult time making the comparison to what the drivers are like today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You don't think Mario Andretti and A.J. Foyt could drive tonight?
I did not say that.
Hey, I can tell you right now. If you were great then, you'd be great now. Okay?
I'm saying it's hard to make a comparison of being... I don't know of any driver right now that could step into a stock car or step into an Indy car and go, you know what? I'm going to win the Daytona 500. I'm going to win the Indianapolis 500. I really don't know it because there is so much more... I believe there's so much more to it now with technology than there was.
You think too much. He's still going to hit the gas and go.
It's not that simple.
Sometimes, it's not that simple. Sometimes it is, okay? It's something we make it so complicated that it's okay. Still about pitching, hitting, and defense. Still about blocking and tackling. It's still about hitting shots. All right, Lehigh plays Bucknell tonight. Let's get to something that people will actually be excited about. You didn't like that, did you?
I'm just listening intently.
Okay, listen to this. This will be really good. You'll love this. Okay?
I'm ready. Go ahead. That's it. I'm turning you off. I'm turning you off, and I'm giving your computer a virus.
Here, I turn it on.
All right, Bucknell. Oh, just stop it. Bucknell Lehigh, talk about it.
Well, it's interesting that two of them are coming off losses. Yeah. Lafayette beat Bucknell the other night. Now, Lafayette has beaten both Bucknell and Lehigh this year. And then Lehigh lost as well. But tonight's game is at Stabler. This is the game that, look, seeding is going to be all important for the tournament. And home court is going to be critical when it comes to the Patriot tournament. It's going to be critical as to which team has the best record in the regular season to see if they can get to the final by surviving the quarters and the semis to see who hosts. And I think, you know, that's what's at stake in this whole thing. You're trying to get there, and you know they played a great schedule, but again, can I give Lafayette credit? Lafayette, which, by the way, beat Penn State last year in the Jordan Center, so I saw this crew. They beat them by four, but they've beaten both Lehigh and Bucknell this year. Game's got to change, though. And I tell you, the game has to change in a couple ways. One of them is this block charge thing has got to change. Mason Plumlee, I mean, I'm sick and tired of seeing players rewarded for being out of position defensively because they slide over just in time. Just in time for what? There should be no hand checking in this game. Okay? No hand checking at all. Defender needs to keep hands off offensive player. Shouldn't be any hand checking. No grabbing of the jersey. Nothing. And the block charge thing has to change. It's killing the game right now. It's hurting it. It's slowing the game to a crawl with ridiculous, I got there in the last second. The Plumlee play against Maryland the other night is disgraceful. It's a disgraceful call. Can't have that. Same thing with Newbill yesterday. Right? Same thing with Newbill. Right now, later on, they make a great call. Newbill absolutely uses his off arm to ward off Stauskas, and the shot's wiped out. That's a great call, right? But I think it puts the officials in an impossible position all the time on this block charge thing. It's an impossible spot to be in. To me, just start calling as many, okay, blocking fouls as possible. And I'm telling you, take the first 2 weeks of the next season and sacrifice those games in order to send a message as to what is and isn't. Because the game is about passing, flow, and shooting. That's what it's about. And you have to be able to play defense without constantly grabbing or holding on or using your hand. Bob Knight one time, I was in a group of five people, Bob Knight one time got up and demonstrated to us how you can manipulate a ball handler with a hand check. It was remarkable to see. And he demonstrated it for us. That has to change. The game is too physical right now. That's not what the game... Being physical in the game, it's one thing to be physical around the boards. But once you get out of the painted area, this game has to be more finesse. It has to be about passing and shooting and flow. That's what it needs to be about. Shot clock needs to change, too. I think it's got to go down to 30.
You know, you mentioned the hand checking. I saw a lot of that at on the high school level, especially Friday night, when you have two teams that you know, play a different kind of basketball in their conferences. There was a lot of hand checking. There was a lot of forearms trying to clear the way if you're the guy with the ball. And there were a lot of offensive penalties in that game because of that.
Right.
One led to the other.
Right. The NBA cleaned this up. Okay, the flopping thing bothers me.
Oh, bad.
Okay, and that's what most of these block charge plays are. Okay, and the coaches are coaching to this because it's smart on their part. It's good coaching. Okay. It's good coaching. because now they're coaching toward what's being called. So thus they're putting a lot of emphasis on taking a charge, getting to a spot, things like that. But that's not good defense, getting to a spot, right? Take the ball away. Okay? Make a play. And you can't constantly have your hands on the offensive player. You just can't do it all the time. And so, I mean, I'm talking take the first 2 weeks of next season. I'm talking anything. Call it. I mean, drag the game down to the mud so that the final 10 to 12 weeks of the season has quality to it. Now, the NFL does the same thing, except what they do is that they use preseason games to tell you what the point of emphasis happens to be. Okay. Well, college basketball doesn't have that luxury. They don't have preseason games like the NBA or like the NHL or the NFL or spring training games like baseball does in order to really give you an idea what the point of emphasis happens to be or the points of emphasis happen to be. They need to, you know, if college basketball is going to be like college football, they have to really take the non-conference games and just change it up. They have to get this cleaned up because a beautiful game is getting bogged down. And this block charge, every time you turn around, block, charge, block. Look, the blocking thing, unless it is obvious and they are there, okay, and you're waiting. I don't want this last thing. I got there. Yeah, you didn't get there, sport. Okay, you're late. Okay, where your toes are this down. I got my toes down. It's look, okay? Game needs more offense. Okay? And I'll say this, too. The 30-second shot clock will allow you to have more possessions. I want to say first a compliment to Bo Ryan. Bo Ryan coaches exactly the way he needs to coach to win basketball games. And he's won a lot of basketball games because he's an outstanding coach, and he gets people to buy into how he plays. Now that I've prefaced it, his style also hurts the game overall. His style wins games for him, which is exactly what he is paid to do. Overall, though, his style of bogging the game down does that. It bogs the game down. It's a great game. It doesn't need to be bogged down. What's your rant on today, by the way?
You're not going to like it. It's about how the Sprint Unlimited was done.
The what?
The Sprint Unlimited. That was the race on Saturday night.
It's not about football?
Basketball? Not yet.
Hockey?
Hockey? What's there to rant about in hockey?
Well, no, I don't know. You're ranting about an insignificant race.
Yeah, but it was a fan race, and it wasn't fun to watch. Well, I'm not going to do it now because it'd take all the fun out of the way of the rant.
Let me guess. You didn't like what the fans picked for the pit stop?
No, they picked exactly what I wanted. How it was done was what didn't work for me.
Well, we'll find out in a mere 48 minutes as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Danik and Kevin.
Beer. Adrenaline.
Actually, I liked that Danik and Kevin for a while. That sounded really good for a little bit. I liked that. And then I realized, oh, that's right, I'm married. That's probably not a good idea.
Probably not, no.
I did snap a picture, though, when I was at the racetrack and texted it to my wife. And she goes, great. Have fun with the trailer. Because that's... It was just a picture on the back of the trailer.
You took a picture of the trailer.
I did.
See, you feel like I take the fun out of this.
You are a fun sucker. You suck the fun out of everything because you've stopped being a fan. I go to the game to watch the game and nothing else. Excuse me, Mr. Collared Shirt.
What? I wear golf shirts.
I wear the T-shirt, all right? I wear the T-shirt. I walk around. I look at some of the freebies, get in the autograph lines. I just watch the game.
I know. And it bothers you. I don't have any numbered jerseys or any of that stuff.
You're just missing out on a whole different element of sports. That's all.
I'll wear a T-shirt with like logo on it. You know, I'll wear a.
How many Giants things do you have?
None. I have a Christmas. I have a Christmas ornament.
How many?
I have no Giants.
How many Boston pieces of apparel do you have? Do you even have a Bo Sox hat?
Yeah, I have a Red Sox hat that I bought at the World Series.
Yeah, I was going to say, there can't be anything you've been giving. That doesn't count. It has to be something you purchased yourself.
I actually purchased it. It cost me $35.
That must have killed me. That must have been painful.
It was 47 degrees and misty out. I wanted a hat.
The reason you bought it is to protect your head. You didn't buy it because you're a fan. You bought it to protect your head. That's what you're telling
me. No, it was the World Series. I wanted to get a World Series. They had the World Series logo on the side, just like they, you know, whatever.
Did it have the ear flaps?
And I was given a pullover, a warm-up, as a gift.
Yeah, it doesn't count, though.
It's a fleece, and I also have some San Diego Padres. I have a San Diego Padres batting practice hat and a San Diego Padres pullover fleece. I have that. But that was given to me by Rick. Because he's part owner of the Padres.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. It has to be something you purchased.
Do I have any Bruins or whatever? No.
No.
Do I have any Celtics?
No.
No, I don't. Now, do I have Penn State like this, that, and the other? Of course I do. But that's a little different.
That's sad. There's so much of a sporting life that you're missing out on. I actually feel bad for you.
I love sports. I love it. I think it's the greatest form of entertainment. I love announcing it.